哎，平安，
Peace, brothers and sisters.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感觉好久不见了。
Feels like we haven't seen each other for a long time.
那实在感谢主，尽管我们没有办法像以前一样坐在会所，我们一起聚会，
Thank God anyway, even though we can't sit together and gather.
但是我们还是可以这样通过网络，我们每一周都能够与弟兄姊妹一起来纪念我们的主。
We can, through the internet, join together, seeing each other and worship together.
那我们也可以一起交通，从主来的话。
We can fellowship also, words that come from our God.
那时间过得很快，转眼像我们这样在网上聚会也4个多月。
Time is flying past us. We've been worshiping in this format for over 4 months.
那上半年也过去了，2020年，非常特别不寻常的半年。
First half of the year 2020 is over. It's a very different year than usual.
我们每个人都经历了很多以前从未经历过的事情，
We have experienced, many of us, things that we haven't experienced before.
所以有人这么说：说这半年以来什么都没做，就只见证历史。
Some people have said that we didn't do anything for 6 months. We just witnessed history unfold.
我们一起见证了一场前所未有的瘟疫。
We have experienced an unprecedented pandemic.
那到目前为止，全球累计的病例已经超过1300万人。
So we know the recorded case numbers worldwide is over 13 million.
那我们也一起见证了一场前所未有的股市崩盘。
We also have seen an unprecedented stock market crash.
那10天之内竟然有4次的熔断。
Within 10 days, there were four meltdowns.
历史上美国一共才发生了5次，在3月份就发生了4次。
Historically, this only happened 5 times. 4 of them were from this year,
那我们
in
也一
10
起
days.
见证了一场前所未有的经济下滑。
We also have witnessed the economic downturn.
那成千上万的人因此失掉工作。
Tens of thousands losing their jobs.
那我们当中还有一些年轻人相信也见证了一场前所未有的毕业典礼。
We have some young people among us that have experienced a different kind of graduation.
所以这半年对我们很多人来讲实在是太难。
So the past half year has been very difficult for some of us.
那我还记得我年初的时候刚刚从国内回来，与大家一起分享的信息是说不要浪费这场瘟疫。
I remember the last time I came, when I first came back from China and I shared a message with everyone called Don't Waste This Epidemic.
那时候是国内的疫情肆虐，美国这边好像风平浪静。
At that time, in China, it was the epicenter of the situation, and in America, not so much.
没想到1月以后，我们就成旁观者，成为一个重要的参与者。
Who would have thought it, within a month we went from being spectators to participants?
那纽泽西也成为疫情，当时疫情的中心。
And NJ became one of the biggest hit centers of the virus.
那现在几个月已经过去了，我们的心态早已经从刚刚开始的寝食不安，到现在可以坦然面对。
So months have passed, our heart and our attitude have changed from that to something that we can face now.
那就像刚刚报告弟兄讲，现在已经慢慢餐馆、商店、公司慢慢复工。
Like Bruce said earlier, Brother Bruce said earlier, restaurants, companies are gradually reopening up.
所以我们的生活也一点点的恢复正常。
So our lives are becoming more and more normal.
那如果我要想请大家现在把这半年总结一下，问问我们自己，我们有没有浪费这场瘟疫？
If I asked everyone to ask themselves right now, have we wasted this half year? Have we wasted this epidemic?
想一想我们的答案是什么？
Consider what your answer would be.
我们有没有借着这场瘟疫有什么得着？
Have we gained anything through this pandemic?
还是除了体重有得着以外，其他的都没有得着？
Or the only thing we gained is our weight and not much else?
那今天我要与大家分享的题目是“生活不止眼前的苟且”。
The topic I want to share with everyone today is called Life is More Than Just the Trivialities.
大家可以看到我 share 的屏幕吗？
Make sure everyone can see the screen that I'm sharing.
可以看到。
谢谢。那有，我不知道有没有人知道这句话的出处。
I wonder if anyone heard this phrase before, know where it comes from.
那网上聚会有一个不好的地方，就是没有办法这个提问题，让请大家举手回答。
One shortcoming of a meeting like this is I can't eyeball everyone and ask people to raise their hand to answer.
其实这个这句话是一个歌曲的名字。
Actually, this phrase is a name of a song.
可能我们当中有的人听过这首歌。
Some of you might have heard it.
那完整的歌词是生活不止眼前的苟且，还有诗和远方的田野。
A more complete set of the lyrics or title is saying life is more than just a trivial and a fairly romanticized way of saying there's also poems and the path before me.
那据说这首诗歌后面有一个故事，就是作词作曲的人，当他长大要离开家的时候，他妈妈就是他妈妈对他的一个嘱咐。
Story behind this song is that the author of this song, when he left his home, his mom gave him a command.
他妈妈告诉他说，生活不止眼前的苟且，还有诗和远方。
So she told him this, what we just said, that these two phrases.
那不只是柴米油盐得过且过，生活里面还我们还需要追求心里的那个梦想。
So it's not just living day by day in the moment, we have to chase after our dreams.
我想以前可能我们对这句话没什么感觉。
I think before we don't really have any feeling toward this.
但经过这次疫情，我们见证了这么多历史，当我们再听这句话的时候，我相信我们里面多多少少都有一点点的认同。
But after the last several months and going through this historical crisis, I think we have little or a lot, we can sympathize a bit.
那这场疫情让我们这些忙忙碌碌的人终于可以有机会停下来思考一下我们生命的意义和生活的目的。
This virus has given those of us who are busy a time to stop and slow down and think about the meaning of life.
也有机会考虑一下到底什么是我们真正的需要。
Our life and objective and our needs.
那彼得在彼得前书里面讲到说万物的结局近了。
Peter says in 1 Peter, the end of all things is near.
我想大家都有这个感觉，真的是我们离这个万物的结局是越来越近。
I think we all kind of have this mentality that really the end of all things getting closer.
不仅在时间上我们比彼得说这句话的时候更近了2000年。
Not only that, we are literally closer than when Peter, closer to that time than when Peter first said it.
就是从世界周围的变化来看，我们也可以感受得到，我们真的是越来越近。
But also changes in the world and things that we see, we can get a feeling for the how imminent it is.
所以彼得说，万物的结局近了，你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So he says the end of all things is near, so be alert and sober-minded so that you may pray.
在这个特别的时候，我们所需要做的是谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So in this special time, what we need to do is to be alert, sober-minded so that we can pray.
我们不应该再像以前一样过每天的生活。
We can't live day by day as we did before.
那现在有一个词叫做新常态。
There is a new phrase popular right now called the new normal.
其实我们的生活也要经过这场疫情以后，我们应该有一个新常态。
So our mindset after going through this whole ordeal should also have a new normal.
就是我们的生活不止眼前的苟且。
That is, we can't live life for just the trivials.
那这次分享，其实我里面有个特别的负担。
This time when I'm sharing with you guys, I have a special burden.
我里面感觉说我们这些得救的人，神的儿女，应该不甘心只活在地上各样的尘累当中。
Feel like us, God's children, should not be satisfied with just living in all kinds of entanglements in the world.
那我们的所思所想不应该只是停留在地上这些事情。
All that we think and consider should not stop at all the worldly things.
我们要长大成熟，我们要有意向和使命。
We ought to grow up and be mature, and we ought to have a vision and a mission.
我们要知道神今天还存留我们在这个地上， 不只是让我们为着眼前的苟且和今生的平顺而活。
Must understand that God did not leave us here for now just so that we can enjoy what's in front of us and live peacefully day by day.
而是要有诗和远方，要有属天的意象和追求。
But also poems and the field in front of us and also the vision and pursuit that comes from heaven.
那尽管这个题目有点大，那我想就着我的感动与弟兄姊妹有点交通。
This is a really big topic, but I would like to share according to what I have in mind and burden.
那我们可以彼此勉励，我们一起来同奔天路。
So we can encourage one another and run this heavenly way together.
那开始的时候先问大家一个问题。
Let me ask everyone a question to begin.
一个孩子长大成熟的标志是什么？
What is the metric for knowing when a child is grown, full grown?
那有人可能是会说是18岁。
Some may say when he turns 18.
那有人会说不行太早，现在孩子成熟都晚，要到21岁。
Some may say, no, that's too early. Kids are different now. You have to wait till they're 21 at least.
但是你会发现有些孩子即使到了21甚至到了30岁还没有长大成熟。
But you find that some kids, even when they turn 21 or 30, they're still not very mature.
所以年龄其实不是一个长大成熟的标志。
So you see, age is not a judging factor for maturity.
一些孩子可能年龄很轻但是已经很成熟。
Other kids may be very young, but they are very mature.
他们的身量远远超过他们的年纪。
Their abilities and capabilities are far exceed their what their age is capable of.
那另外一些人，尽管他们的年纪已经不小，但是身量却远远达不到该有的光景。
And other people, even though their age is really, really, they're really, really old, but they haven't attained that stature.
所以一个人的身量，或者说他所能有的担当，他所能承受的责任，才是一个孩子长大成熟的标志。
So for one stature, what he or she can withstand, that is the indicator of how mature that person is.
那我同样的再问大家一个问题，一个基督徒长大成熟的标志是什么？
Another question. For in God's eyes, what is the determining factor for how mature a Christian is?
可能有人会马上回答我说，他有基督长成的身量。
Somebody would say, well, he must have a Christ in him formed.
这个答案没有错，圣经也是这么说的。
That is not wrong, and the Bible does teach that.
但是对于今天的你和我来讲，这个答案不够具体和明确。
But for today, you and I, this answer is not specific and clear enough.
因为我们没有一个人知道说耶稣基督长成的身量到底是什么样的一个身量。
But we have to ask a different way. A person who is mature in Christ,What is his life, and what's its condition and outlook of his life?
对，就像我们其实要换一个问法，应该讲是一个长大的成熟的基督徒，他的生活应该是什么样子？
Since the question was not concise, we have to ask a different way. What should his or her life be like?
所以斯巴克弟兄曾经讲过，说一个成熟的基督徒，他的生活必须要有三个要素。
So Brother Sparks, A very mature Christian, he said that a mature Christian, there are three elements to it.
第一个是说他必须要认识神心中所关切。
One, he must recognize what God cares for and about.
如果他没有这种认识的话，他的生活其实就很肤浅，也没有办法达到神的要求。
If a person doesn't understand what God's heart is after, his life will be very superficial and can't attain the richness.
那第二点是当他认识神心中所关切的时候，他会被这件事情所感动，而且要有实际的行动来与神合作。
Secondly, when he recognizes what God wants, this will move his heart and move his, cause him to take action.
那第三个是讲说，因为与神合作，认识逐渐的深入，他会面对征战，而且他会愿意为此付出代价。
And thirdly, because he knows God's will deeply, but also taking action, but he will also be willing to sacrifice and sacrifice his things.
以上这三点就是一个成熟的基督徒他生活的特征，而且三个要素缺一不可。
Three of those elements, like I mentioned, those are three indicators of a mature Christian and his testimony. So three of them, we can't even miss one.
所以我再重复一遍哈。
So let me repeat it.
第一个是需要认识神所关切。
One, recognize what God is caring for.
第二个是要因着这样的认识有具体的行动。
Second is to have a specific reaction and action.
第三个是愿意为这样的行动所面对的征战愿意付代价。
Third is to be willing to face the opposition and to make sacrifices for that.
换句更简单的话说就是意向、使命和代价。
Saying it another way simply is to must have a vision, mission, and a sacrifice.
一个有意向、有使命并肯为此付代价的基督徒才是一个长大成熟的基督徒。
A person like that is a Christian who has grown mature, a Christian.
那今天我们常常听人说起意向。
We often hear others talk about vision, this and vision that.
不仅基督徒提意向，其实你在世界里面，在公司里面也常常提到意向。
We hear from Christians, we hear from people in the company.
那意向到底是什么？
Well, what is the vision?
英文是 vision.
In English, it's just the word vision.
那直译就是看见。
The literal meaning is to see.
就是因为看见而产生一个奋斗目标，一个雄心大志，或者是一个理想抱负。
So to see something clearly, to come up with a plan, a mission, and something that to strain towards.
这些都可以称之为意向。
Those things are all considered a vision.
我们每个人从小都被教育说要做一个有理想、有抱负的人。
Each of us, we are taught to have aspirations and to have ideals.
我还记得我高中要毕业之前的前几个月，有一段空闲的时间。
I remember I had a period of time where I was off a few months before I graduated high school.
那不需要上课，但是每天都需要去学校。
I didn't have classes, but I needed to go to school each day.
那老师就当时吩咐我做一件事情，为全年级要毕业的同学写档案。
Teacher told me to do one thing, and that is to write a review for all my fellow students, classmates.
写高中三年的评语。
Write 3 years of review for all my classmates.
那几百个同学，我常常用的句子就是某某某同学学习目的明确，学习态度端正。
There were hundreds of them, and I found myself oftentimes for a lot of them saying, "Oh, he or she." Have a clear goal while studying and have a good attitude and his pursuit and his way of studying is right.
那我们从小老师就是这么教育我们。
So this is what teachers teach us from a young age.
就是你学习一定要有目的，你的态度一定要积极，要主动的去学。
Your study, you must have an objective. Your attitude of studying must be earnest.And you have to be self-sufficient.
一个消极的人，一个生活没有目的、得过且过的人，注定要一事无成。
A passive person, a person without a goal, living in the moment, that person will not accomplish much.
那事实其实也证明确实如此。
Well, in fact, that is pretty true.
所以换一句话说，我想要说的是，我们每个人从小就被教导要做一个有意向的人。
So in other words, we are taught, you and I, each of us taught from young age, that we are to be people of vision.
只不过这个意向是属地的，因为他所追求的目标都是属地。
Just that vision is the worldly vision, and what we chase after is also worldly.
在属地的事情上，一个人有没有意向，他的结局都会有很大的不同。
A person who is a person's degree of having vision affects his worldly outcome a lot.
所以在属灵的事情上，我们更需要有意向。
How much more should we have a vision in a spiritual realm?
那箴言里面特别讲到说，没有意向，民就放肆。
In Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Wherever there's no vision." People run wild.
另外一种翻译就是没有意向，民就灭亡。
Another translation might say people perish.
所以没有意向，其实我们的生活是完全没有目的，没有方向。
Without vision, our life is without objective, without direction.
那我们整个人就会因此而懒散。
So because of that, we kind of let ourselves go.
所以一个人有没有意向，你看看他的生活就可以晓得。
So a person without a vision, you can just look at their life and you understand and realize it.
那意向其实不仅影响我们的生活，它也影响我们的侍奉。
Vision not only affects our life, but also our service.
你影响我们的生活，相比之下还是小事，最多是我们个人的损失。
Affecting our life is a relatively small thing because it's only affecting us as individuals.
那影响我们的侍奉呢，就是大事，因为那是神的损失。
But if it affects our service, that is a big thing because that is a loss on God's part.
那没有意向，不仅我们的侍奉没有方向，我们不知道做什么，我们的侍奉也会没有能力。
Without vision, we not only do not know what direction we're going or what we're doing, but also we don't have power.
因为那只不过是为了侍奉而侍奉，所以在神的眼中价值也非常有限。
So that service for the sake of serving.Serving for the sake of service, and in God's eyes, that doesn't amount to much.
圣经里面记载了很多有意向的人。
The Bible is full of people with vision.
那我今天要与大家分享的是旧约里面的尼希米。
This person I want to focus on today is the person Nehemiah from the Old Testament.
如果我们是按照同一个读经计划来读圣经的话，尼希米记我们刚刚不久以前读过。
If any of you are reading the same Bible yearly reading plan, it wasn't that long ago when we went over this.
那时间的缘故，我选了几处经文，我们大家同声来读。
Because of time limitations, we'll read together some of these verses.
那我们先来看尼希米记第一章一到四节。
Let's look at Nehemiah 1:1 to 1:4.
这里面说哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下。亚达薛西王20年，基司流月，我在苏三城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们，那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说，那些被掳归回、剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难、受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷，说。再看第二段。
All right, now we're going to look at the second segment.
第二段在第二章的11节到15节。
Starting in 2:11-15.
我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了3日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来。但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前，到了泉门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去，于是夜间沿溪而上。查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。下一段是在尼希米2:16-18。
So we continue from also chapter 2 of Nehemiah 16 to 18.
我往哪里去？我做什么事？官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵胄、官长和其余做工的人。以后。我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。那我们下面来看最后一段。
And finally,
最后一段在尼希米记的6:15-16。
This is chapter 6 now, verses 15 and 16.
以路月25日，城墙修完了，共修了52天。我们一切仇敌、四围的外邦人听见了便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见着工作完成是出乎我们的神。那圣经就读到这儿。
All right, we'll read till this part.
那尼希米是旧约时代幕后一个伟大的人物。
Nehemiah is a very great prominent person near the old near the end of the Old Testament.
那尼希米记也是旧约最后的一卷历史书。
The book of Nehemiah is also a historical account,
那因为
last in the Old Testament.
但是因为尼希米记在旧约里面被排到相当靠前的位置，我们常常以为它是早期的历史书。
But because that book is sequentially, it's very early in the Old Testament, we think that it's not very late.
其实如果按照时间的顺序的话，尼希米记应该放在马拉基书的旁边。
But actually, chronologically, it should be placed. That book should be placed right next to Malachi.
因为尼希米和马拉基都是同一个时代的人。
Because Nehemiah and Malachi were contemporaries of each other.
都是要在旧约要结束的末后的时代。
It's near the Old Testament when the Old Testament is about to end.
那历史的背景是当时以色列人因为悖逆神，祭拜外邦的偶像。
Historical background is when Israelites were rebelling against God, worshipping foreign idols.
所以被犹大先后就被亚述和巴比伦属灭。
So the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Israel and Judah, taken captive by Assyrians and Babylons.
Yeah, 巴比伦曾经三次入侵犹大，那最后一次将耶路撒冷和圣殿完全焚毁。
So Babylon sieged Israel three times, and the last time they destroyed the city and the temple.
那犹大的百姓也三次被掳到巴比伦。
And the people of Judah, in three trips were taken captive to Babylon.
那有个先知耶利米，他就预言说犹大百姓要被掳七十年。
Jeremiah had said that the people would be there 17 years. 70 years.
那七十年以后他们要归回。
After 70 years, they'll come back.
那在神奇妙的工作下面，这些犹大人七十年以后真的归回到耶路撒冷。
Marvelously, God really did that back to Jerusalem, took the people back to Jerusalem after 70 years.
那这些归回的这个犹太人呢，他们在当时的省长所罗巴伯和祭司约书亚的带领下。
These people, they were taken back by Zerubbabel and allowed to do that by Cyrus.
他们也在这个先知哈该和撒加利亚的激励下一起完成了圣殿的重建。
And also under the guidance of Haggai and Zechariah, they accomplished the rebuilding of the temple.
那他们属灵的光景得到复兴。
Their spiritual condition was revived.
那可惜这个好景不长，不久以后哈该和撒加利亚就相继过世。
Unfortunately, those two, Haggai and Zechariah, died soon thereafter.
那神的百姓的属灵光景又回到软弱和失败之中。
And the people of God, the Israelites, their spiritual conditions waned again.
我们可以从马拉基书里面得到这些。
We can get all that information from Malachi.
因为那里记载说，只有在被掳归回的移民中间，才能找到一些敬畏耶和华的人。
Because it said there only from the remnants can they find people who fear the Lord.
人数是极其极其的稀少，是移民中的移民。
The people that they're talking about are the remnants within the group of remnants.
那尼希米就是在这样的环境下开始他的执事，开始他的侍奉。
Nehemiah started his service during that time, in that kind of condition.
他的工作就是重建城墙。
Their role was to first rebuild the city wall.
那其实城墙在圣经里面在有特别属灵的含义。
We know that rebuilding the wall has a spiritual application.
那它不只表明一种分别与世界的分别。
Not only does it represent holiness being separate from the world,
那城墙也代表了神对他儿女的保护。
It also represents God's protection for his children.
那还有一个很重要的方面，就是说城墙表明了神的见证。
Another representation is that the wall has is the testimony of God.
城墙的光景就代表了当时以色列百姓的属灵光景。
The condition of that fallen wall represents the condition of the people spiritually at that time.
所以重建城墙，其实用今天的话来讲，就是恢复神的见证，或者是耶稣基督的见证。
So to rebuild the wall, so to speak, is our way of saying today is to restore the testimony of Jesus Christ.
其实这也是今天我们教会、我们个人和家庭、我们侍奉的中心。
So this is our church, our individual families, our services center.
那我们先来看看这个意象是如何在尼希米的心里开始。
Let's look at how this vision came about in the heart of Nehemiah.
那我们刚刚提到说，在很多的先知里面，耶利米被称为流泪的先知。
We had mentioned before that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet.
因为他常常为着当时神百姓的悖逆和悖路而哭泣。
But he often wept for the condition and rebellion of Israelites against God.
他是在这种忧伤和痛苦的情形下来开始他的服事。
He started his service in that kind of condition.
像刚刚我提到，他预言神的百姓要被掳70年。
Like I said, he prophesied that the children of Israel will be taken captive for 70 years.
那70年将要满的时候，另外一个他在当时的巴比伦承接了耶利米的痛苦。
Also, there was another person, Daniel, who took part in the sorrow who was in Babylon.
当他得知说被掳的年数是70年的时候，而且这70年马上就要到了，他就开始为此迫切的祷告。
When he realized that Jeremiah was talking about 70 years in captivity, he started to pray for it when the years were almost up. Find that in
所
Daniel
以你看
chapter
见说，在这个痛苦当中的执事使但以理能够认识他所处的时代。
So you see that in suffering, Daniel can understand the cause and the situation of his suffering.
他们一起经历了这种生产之苦的祷告。
So they together shared in this kind of prayer and suffering.
那这个生产之苦的祷告，现在又在我们又可以在尼希米的心里面看见。
So this weeping prayer we see also in the heart of Nehemiah.
我们刚刚读的尼希米记的第一章的几处经文，我们可以感受得到尼希米的痛苦。
The verses that we read from chapter 1 of Nehemiah, we can empathize, we can understand his pain.
当他得知那些被掳归回的人在犹大省遭大难、受凌辱的时候，
When he observed the people when they came back to Judah,
那而且耶路撒冷的城墙被毁、城门被火焚烧，他就为此哭泣，在神面前禁食祈祷。
and also to see the broken wall and the burned gate, so he wept and he fasted.
尽管在人的眼里，他好像是身居高位，他是在王宫里做王的酒政。
To a normal person, he might seem like someone who is in a high position. He was a cupbearer.
但是在他自己的眼中，实在来说，他只是一个奴隶，是王宫中的一个仆役。
But to him, he knew that he was just a slave. He was a servant in the king's palace.
他所有的时间都是消耗在王宫里面，他所做的服侍都是要服侍地上的王。
All his time was spent in the world, and all he did was to serve a worldly king.
所以在第一章祷告结束的时候，他特别加了一句，他说：“我是做王九正。
So he added, in verse 11 of chapter 1, I was a cupbearer.
”这句话说出了你心里心里面的痛苦。
This phrase, shows the pain that was in his heart.
仿佛他心里说：“我天天所忙的都是要服侍这个地上的王。”
It's like saying everything that I strive and strain for each day is for the worldly king.
一年复一年，一日复一日，不知道什么时候他才可以脱去这样的缠累。
Day by day, year by year, I don't know how long it'll be before he gets released from that entanglement.
他可以为神做一点事情。
So that he can do something for God.
其实这是尼希米心中的痛苦。
So this is a pain that was in Nehemiah's heart.
就很多的时候，我们也是这个世界的奴隶。
So many times we are the slaves of this world too.
我们在世界上忙碌，我们为这个世界打拼。
We pursue the world, we are busy in the world.
我们把所有的时间和精力都消耗在属地的事情上。
We put all our time and energy into the things of the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面有没有尼西米心里这样的痛苦、这样的叹息？
Brothers and sisters, in our heart, do we have this kind of ache like Nehemiah does?
我们有不甘心就这样把我们的年日都耗费进去？
Do we not resign to spend all our energy year by year, day by day for the world?
当时还有许多人是留在巴比伦的。
At that time, many people were still in Babylon.
他们已经接受了现实，而且在巴比伦安定下来。
Those Israelites faced their reality and just kind of settled down.
他们在巴比伦工作，在巴比伦生活。
They worked in Babylon. They lived in Babylon.
那除此以外，他们也不想，不再想什么，也不想看见什么。
So from that day, from that time on, they haven't really thought about anything. They don't care about looking for anything.
但是尼希米却不是这个样子，他
里面有。But not so with Nehemiah. He had a sigh in his heart.
他盼望能够自由地为神活，为神工作。
He was hoping to work for God freely and work for God freely.
如果我们心中从来没有过这一种叹息，不觉得我们把时间和精力都耗在地上的事情有什么不妥。
If we had never had this thought and sigh and this ache in our hearts that we don't want to spend all our time for the world and not for God.
或者只是我们只是满足于我们自己平静安稳的生活，从来没有关切神的事情。
Or if we're just satisfied with minding our own business only and never God.
所以可以讲说我们的一生就是浪费了神的恩典。
And we can say that we have wasted the grace of God in our life.
但是如果我们里面也有这种生产之苦的祷告。
But we, if on the inside, have also this aching and suffering prayer.
这个惨淡的祷告会结出果子来。
This suffering and painful prayer can bear fruit.
它会催促神的工作，就是神作为的开始。
It will put into effect, it will take into action God's work. And that is where God's work starts.
这也是惨淡祷告宝贵的价值所在。
And this is also the precious, what's precious about a suffering prayer.
正因为有这样的祷告，所以时候到了，神就开始他自己的工作。
So just it's because of this kind of prayer. When the time was fulfilled, God began his work.
神激动当时的波斯王古列，使他下诏书，所以有一般人能够回到耶路撒冷。
So God had moved the heart of the Persian king Cyrus, so that he issued an edict to let half the remnants go back to Jerusalem.
所以这里面我们可以看见神作为的两个方面。
So here we can see two features of God's work.
一方面是神完全主导的作为。
One is God's taking initiative to do what he needs to do.
那第二方面是人配合的回应。
Second is the obedience and obedience of man.
神先激动古列的心，使他为圣殿的重建提供一切的需要。
God moved Cyrus to provide everything needed for the temple.
这一面完全是神做的，是神主导。
That was led and initiated by God, God alone.
那尼希米给我们看见的是神做工的另一方面，人配合的回应。
Nehemiah helps us see the other feature of God's work, the second one, which was people's obedience.
就是人与神同工，或者说神透过人来工作。
God and man working together, in other words, God working through man.
我们常常会有一个错误的想法，就以为说我们的神既然全知全能，在他没有什么难成的事，他就可以按照他的旨意来行做万事。
There's an assumption or misconception that we have that since God is all powerful, he can do whatever he wants, he doesn't need anyone else to do it.
他可以想什么时候做就什么时候做。
He can do it whenever he wants.
想怎么做就怎么做。
He can do it however he wants.
但是圣经里面或很多以前属灵的前辈告诉我们，神做事从来不是如此。
But the Bible kind of tells us that historically this isn't the way that God usually does things.
神，这不是神做事的法则。
This is not his principle for his work.
神需要人的合作来完成他的计划。
God requires man's cooperation to accomplish his will and plan.
从起初的创造其实就可以看出说神有这样的需要，神需要人。
From the beginning, we see God's requirement. God needs and God requires man.
那神是将人造好了以后，神才安息的。没有人，好像神就不能安息。
It's almost as if God didn't rest until man was created.
那尽管人后来堕落了，但是神对人的心意还是没有改变，还是要得着人，用着人。
Even though man fell, God's will for man have not changed. He still needs them to accomplish him.
所以人的长大成熟，其实说到底了，都是为了满足神的需要。
So in other words, a man living in this world is to fulfill what God needs.
因为神的工作需要人的配合。
Because God's work needs obedience from people.
神要如果要做一件事情，他总是要先得着人。
Many times when God does something, he typically gains an individual, a group of people first.
他如果没有得着人的话，他就不做事。无论这件事情的需要有多大，无论需求有多么紧迫。
And if he hasn't gained anyone, he usually won't do it, no matter how urgent or how important, how time sensitive it is.
除非他找到一个器皿可以分担他心中的重担。
Until he finds another vessel to share in his burden.
那尼希米就是这样的一个人。
Nehemiah was such a man.
那神在那个时代里面的需要，我们都可以从尼希米的心里面能够看得见。
So what God needed from that generation, we can see in Nehemiah's heart.
那第一章给我们看见尼希米的心。
Secondly, we see Nehemiah's heart.
尽管他当时远在苏珊城，但是他却为着那些被掳归回的百姓认罪悔改。
Even though he was in Susa, the city of Susa, but he prayed for the repentance of Israelites.
那他看见这些城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，心里悲痛不已。
Seeing the walls broken down, seeing the gates burnt, his heart was full of grief.
其实今天我们所面对的情况跟当时尼希米的情况很像。
We come to see that what we face today is very similar to what Nehemiah faced that time.
那我们稍微有一点点感觉，看一看今天普世教会的光景，我们就可以心里面就能够明白说为什么尼希米有这样的感动。
If we look at the condition of the church, look at the way things are today, we can kind of sympathize with what Nehemiah was feeling.
所以说如果神今天要做同样的事情，神要起来恢复他的见证，他同样需要得到一批像尼希米这样的人。
So if God was to do something today, he's going to raise up a group of people just like Nehemiah.
他们需要关切神所关切的，愿意与神同工。
They need to see and recognize what God recognizes and be willing to work with God.
那尼希米就是这样关切神所关切。
And Nehemiah was just like that, caring for what God cares about.
他不仅对神心中所喜悦的，对神的心意很清楚。
Not only was he pleasing to God and knowing what God needed.
那第二章里面也让我们看见说他对神子民当时实际的情形也有准确和清楚的认识。
In chapter 2, it also shows that he had a good assessment of the needs of God's people.
因为在尼希米记二章十三节、十四节那里面特别讲到说他亲自当夜出了谷门往耶沟井去，到了粪场门查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧，我又往前到了全门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。
Because it says in chapter 2, 13 and 14, it says this, And I went out by night through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuse gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no room for the animal under me to pass.
这是尼希米回到耶路撒冷所做的第一件事情。
This was the first thing that he did when Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem.
他花时间亲自到城墙那去了解当时的实际情况。
He spent time to personally go to the gate and the wall to understand the condition.
他没有满足仅仅是听那些经历过的人告诉他的事情。
He wasn't just satisfied with listening to the others who have been there and know.
那用我们今天的话讲，其实就是我们对我们自己，对我们教会属灵的光景有着第一手，有着准确的认识。
To use our language of today is to have an accurate understanding of ourself and the condition of the church.
所以我们如果在这方两方面，如果是一方面是神所要的，一方面是我们现今真实的状况，如果没有清楚的认识的话，其实我们很难能够完成神的心意。
So from looking at these two perspectives, is one is what God requires, one is the accurate assessment of the situation. It will be very hard for us to understand and be useful.
那尼希米在这两方面都有清楚的看见。
Nehemiah was clear on both fronts.
那想一想，当尼希米来到破损的城墙边上的时候，当他看那些这个很凄惨的景象的时候，他心里面会有什么样的感觉？
Imagine when Nehemiah came to the wall and gate and saw everything toppled over. What was his and the bleak situation? What was his heart like?
我想那些残垣断壁会使任何见到的人都心灰意冷。
I think anyone who sees such a sight would be discouraged.
如果那天晚上你是和尼希米一起去看城墙，你会有什么样的反应
？If you went to the wall and gate with him, what would have been your reaction?
我想如果要是我去的话，我可能会非常的失望，我就会放弃。
I'm pretty sure that if it was me, I would be very discouraged, I would give up.
但是尼希米没有。
Nehemiah did not.
他没有因为这个状况坏到极处就因此心灰意冷。
He didn't see the bleak situation, and because of that become discouraged, but he was determined.
他还是靠着信心向前，不管局势有多险恶。
He still moved forward with faith, in spite of the potential danger.
因为他在信心里面看见这是神所要做的。
Because in his heart he saw what God needed to do.
神要做一件事情，无论我们认为是多么不可能，我们都要有足够的理由相信神一定会做成。
If God is going to do something, no matter how impossible it may seem, we must have faith that He will do it.
那讲到我们今天认识教会的软弱和我们属灵真实的光景。
Talking about our actual spiritual condition and the weakness of the church.
我相信我们在座的很多人都能够很容易的就发现说，教会当中有很多不合神心意的事情。
Many of us, I trust, can come up with very quickly many things that the church is not doing that is pleasing God.
那我们常常的反应是什么呢？
What is our typical reaction?
那我以前工作的公司发生过一件事，给我印象特别深。
Years ago in my company, at my previous job, something happened that was very interesting.
那我猜可能子彪弟兄和吴英杰弟兄都应该还记得。
Brother Bill and some other brother may remember this.
我们公司当时招了一个员工。
Our company hired a person.
他在技术上应该是挺厉害的。
Technically, he was very proficient, I think.
因为他来了不久以后就得到上面那些大头们的重视。
Because he gained the recognition from many of the executives and the higher people in the higher.
开很多会，不管大会小会都邀请他来参加。
So he was going to many of the meetings, small meetings, big meetings, important meetings.
那什么样的 project 都要征求一下他的意见。
Many, if not most projects, people reached out to him for his advice and participation.
但是过了一段时间以后，忽然有一天说这个人离开公司，他被公司开除了。
And suddenly one day we heard he got fired.
我们每个人都很意外。
So we were all surprised.
那后来才知道说他开除的原因是因为他有太多的抱怨，太多的批评。
It was a while after when we realized and found out that, oh, because he was very critical and judgmental about everything.
他没有办法给公司提供很多正面积极的建议。
Didn't provide any constructive criticism or constructive suggestions at all.
其实我们在教会里面做的是同样的事情。
if we think about it, many times we're doing the same thing in church.
我们常常带着批评和指责的语气来谈论我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
We have a critical and judgmental tone when talking about other brothers and sisters.
这不行，那不对，我们随意的批评。
This is not right. That's not right. We casually do it.
那说到消极的时候，我们的话很多，但是除了抱怨和不满，在积极方面我们没有任何的作为。
We talk a lot about negative things. Our words are plentiful when we talk about the bad, but we don't really, on the positive side, provide anything useful either.
那这里要感谢主的是，他没有像地上的老板一样把我们就开除了。We
must thank God. God doesn't take care of us the way the manager took care of that guy that was fired.
他是用神是用那不离不弃的爱来爱我们，在爱里面要来改变我们。He
loves us with unconditional and unforsaking love.
尼希米是一个丝毫不消极，他没有埋怨当时在耶路撒冷的人怎么把状况弄得这么糟糕。Nehemiah
was not a negative person who complained about how the Israelites were and what they ended up doing.
他是很积极地来面对他所处的状况，想办法来解决。He
was eager to tackle and solve the situation and problem.
所以他不仅有意向，而且有行动。
So he did not only have vision, he had action.
所以我们现在分析尼希米分析了这么久，是时间来问问我们自己。
So we have shared about Nehemiah for a while now. Let's ask ourselves a little bit.
我们的生活当中有没有意向?
Do we have vision in our life?
我们的意向是什么?
What is our vision?
我们有没有看见神心中所关切?
Do we see what God cares for in his heart?
我们有没有认识到今天我们真正属灵的光景与神的心意相差有多远?
Have we considered what our heart's condition and what our church's condition is compared to what God intends?
我们有没有像尼希米一样愿意起来借着神的帮助来恢复城墙、恢复见证?
Our hearts like Nehemiah with the same mentality to get up and build that wall again.
我们对上面的每个问题，我们的答案都是yes.
I hope that all the questions, the answer is yes.
那生活不止眼前的苟且，还有从神来的意向和使命。Our
life is not only in the moment, trivial things, but also poems and the way before us and God's commands.
那尼希米其实不仅自己有意向，他还知道把
Nehemiah not only had vision, he also knew how to lead other people with his vision.
那刚刚我们读的经文里面讲到说，他在开始的时候，他没有把他心中的感动与任何周围的人分享。We
saw that earlier that he didn't immediately share his vision and what he thought in his heart with other people.
他只是在心里面仔细的考察和验证之后，才跟周围的人讲。
It was only after he thought about it in his heart and confirmed that his decision that he started pulling other people into it.
那圣经给我们看见说，尼希米是一个非常有感召力的人。
But the Bible depicts Nehemiah and shows us that he was a very influential person.
因为圣经里没有记载细节，只是告诉我们，当他把他的感动啊，神在他身上的工作说出来的时候。
It just says that after God stirred up his heart to do this, he reached out to other people, other Israelites to do stuff.
当他把神在他身上的带领和在环境上的印证跟周围的弟兄姊妹讲的时候,
when he started talking about the true condition of and what he needed to do with other people,
那些原本在失望和凌辱中的百姓,
So those people who were in despair and discouragement were built up and raised up by him. It says here that they were eager, they were brave to do this good work. See that Nehemiah was a very good leader with full of qualities of leadership.
有没有感觉今天其实神的家极其需要这样的人？
Do you feel that God's home and God's family desperately need someone like this?
神的家需要一批有意向的人，明白神的心意。
Today, God's home needs a group of people with vision who understands God's heart
而且这些人对神家中的光景有清楚的认识。
and have an honest and accurate assessment and understanding of the condition.
他们有积极向上的冲击力，可以影响周围的人。
And also full of eagerness that can influence others.
想一想，如果我们的教会当中有这样一批弟兄姊妹，神家的光景应该是何等的不同。
Imagine if the church had a group of people like this, God's family would be quite a spectacle.
所以主的见证想不恢复都难。
In that case, God's testimony, it would be impossible not to have a revival.
那尼西米激励神的百姓，原本是他一个人的意象，现在却成为众人的意象，成为一个。
So Nehemiah's vision, individual vision, after he has told everyone else, is now everyone else's vision too.
那我们看到最后的一段经文里面讲说，花了52天的时间，城墙终于修完了。
We find in another verse that after 52 days, the wall was rebuilt.
那城墙修完以后，有一个结果就是周围的仇敌因此都很惧怕。
That resulted in one thing, and that is all the enemies, all Israel's enemies became afraid.
神的见证得到恢复，神的儿女得到保护，就可以不再受仇敌的凌辱。
That after God's testimony is restored and God's children are protected, we're no longer going to be disgraced by others,
所以
by other enemies.
现在是仇敌开始惧怕的时候。
So the enemies are now afraid.
所以你看到一个属天的意象是何等的不同。
So we can see that what a heavenly vision, how different that is.
它不仅产生一个不妥协的使命感，而且还有极强的粘合力。
It not only creates a sense of uncompromising mission, but also encourages adherence.
当一个团体有同一个看见、同一个负担的时候，它很自自然然就会带出合一来。
So when a group of people have a same feeling, same vision, it will bring about unity automatically,
所以
naturally.
我们个人需要有意向，家庭需要有意向，教会更需要有意向。
So us as individuals, us as families, and us as church must have vision.
因为神永远的旨意，最终要借着教会来完成。
Because God's internal will is going to be accomplished by His church.
那现在我们来看最后的一点，也是很关键的一点。
Let's look at my last point, which is very important.
如何才能得到意象？
How do we gain a vision?
说现在我们知道了意象的重要，也知道说我应该有意象，让我的生活，让我的侍奉能够有明确的方向。
So now that we know what vision is, how important it is, what it does for my life, and what kind of direction, a sense of direction it should give us.
可是我就是没有，我应该怎么办呢？
But I don't have a vision, so what do I do?
那意象是圣灵将神的心意启示在我们的心里，圣灵不启示，我有什么办法？
Vision is when God reveals His mind and His will to us in our heart, but what if that hasn't happened? What do I do?
所以我今天没有意象，一定是神没有启示我，错不在我。
We're going to say, because I don't have a vision, that's God's problem, not mine?
大家有没有这么想过？
Have we thought this way?
我们来看一处的经文，
Let's look at a verse.
在加拉太书1:15-16。
In Galatians 1, 15 and 16.
里面说：“然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased,
”这里清清楚楚地告诉我们，神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
it shows here that God wants and takes joy in revealing his son in us.
神乐意，而且很高兴，神巴不得我们能够明白。
God takes joy in revealing himself to us. He hopes that we can understand.
所以可见说，我们没有意向，问题不在神的一边，是在我们这一边。
So we see that if we don't have a vision, the problem is not with God, but with us.
我们所需要做的就是把这件事情带到神的面前去。
What we need to do is to bring this issue to him.
求神把我们摆在他的心意里面，也求神把意向摆在我们的里面。
To ask him to put us into his vision and put his vision to us.
因为除了主以外，谁也不能给我们这些属天的意向。
Because apart from God, no one else can give us our heavenly vision.
所以这里你看到说，一方面是神很乐意启示我们，另一方面我们要渴望得着，这两个因素是互为因果。
So we see these two factors. One is God is glad to give us a revelation, but another feature is that we must be willing. These two things are reciprocal.
那我们里面会可能会有疑惑，说我求了，但是不知道为什么神就没有启示我。
We might think that I asked for it, but I still don't know what it is. God didn't give me any vision.
那我来告诉你，因为这次预备的时候，主给我一个很大的提醒。
Let me tell you then, during my preparation, God has given me a great reminder.
因为很多的时候，我们到神面前去求意象，我们仅仅满足于说了解、知道一下神的心意，仅此而已。
Because many times God, we come to God asking for vision, for vision itself, and then we're just satisfied with understanding His heart.
但是其实事实不是这个样子，因为意象从来就不是只给我们看一看、说一说。
But that's not all there is to it, because vision is not just to see, to talk about.
神要把意象启示给我们的时候，这个意象要控制我们一切的生活、言行和侍奉。
When God gives us a vision, that vision is going to alter and affect our life, our action, our service.
所以这个意象就成为我们生活的目的。我们要为着这个意象要付很多的代价。
This vision becomes our objective of life and something that we strive towards with sacrifice.
就像保罗在去大马色路上的意象。
It's like the vision that Paul had on the road to Damascus.
那个意象从此就改变了保罗的人生轨迹。
That vision changed the course of Paul's life.
所以有传道人说保罗的一生就断送在这个意象上。
So some preacher said that Paul's life pivots on that vision.
从此他就将当万事当作是有损的，他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
So that's why he said that he count everything as loss, but hold Christ as precious.
所以说到底，如果我们有这样愿意的心，愿意舍己，愿意为主付代价的话，神一定会把属天的意象启示给我们。
So if we have this willing heart, a heart of sacrifice, to be able to pay the price, God will give us His vision.
问题是今天我们愿意吗？
The question is whether or not we are willing.
那尼希米是处在旧约末了的时代。
Nehemiah comes about at the end of the Old Testament during that time.
我们今天也处在新约末了的时代。
In the same way, we are in the end times of the New Testament.
那尼希米那时候城墙如何被毁，城门如何被火焚烧
？How the Jerusalem wall was ruined during Nehemiah's time?
今天。这个时代主的见证也是同样被毁，同样凋落。
Is how the testimony of God today in this generation has been in the decline and how it's been desecrated.
神在那个时代的心意是重建城墙，现在的心意依然没有改变，要恢复他的见证。
God's heart during that Nehemiah's time was to restore the wall, and in today's time, his heart haven't changed.
只是今天神可不可以在地上找得到像尼希米这样的人
It's just a matter of finding a person like Nehemiah today.
如果今天神呼召你呼召我说来吧我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙免得再受凌辱
If God calls you and me today, come, let's rebuild let's rebuild Jerusalem wall.
我们是否愿意回应这个呼召对神说神啊我愿意我在这里请差遣我
Are we going to say in our hearts, God, I am willing. I'm right here. Please send me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，我们实在感谢你，你救我们。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you. You saved us.
主啊，也求你，你赦免我们，因为我们很多的时候还是为着地上的事情所忙碌。
And may you forgive us because we chase and pursued and strain after the world.
主要以至于你许多的工作没有办法完成。
To the point where many of the things you want to do, you can't.
主要今天求你再次帮助我们，让我们愿意在你面前成为一个有意向的人。
May you help us today to be people of visions.
主要我们愿意为你的心意，能够愿意付代价来跟随你。
That for what your heart cares for, we would be willing to take action and to sacrifice.
主要我们把我们自己、把我们的教会都交在主的手中。
We put ourselves, we put our church into your hand.
求你开我们的眼睛，复兴你自己的工作。
May you open our eyes and revive your work.
听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Listen to us in prayer and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.